This is Best of All. Featuring Skitch Henderson in the orchestra with Sarah Fleming, Clark Dennis, Donald Graham, and the Texter Singers. This is Kenneth Banghart, presenting for NBC Best of All, third in a new series of programs saluting each week an outstanding American composer of musical comedy, operetta, and motion picture scores. This week, our guests are Sarah Fleming, soprano, Clark Dennis, tenor, Donald Graham, baritone, and the Texter Singers. As always, the orchestra is directed by Skitch Henderson. Ladies and gentlemen, the musical director of Best of All, Skitch Henderson.
Thank you, Kenneth Banghart, and it's good to see you back again.
Good to see you, too.
And welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Last week in this series, we saluted Richard Rodgers. We played the songs he wrote in collaboration with the great lyricist Lorenz Hart. Now, this week, we salute Richard Rodgers again, but this time, the songs he has written are the lyrics of Oscar Hammerstein II. There is an appropriateness about our choice of Rodgers and Hammerstein because, believe it or not, today is Richard Rodgers' birthday, and happy birthday, Dick. He and Oscar Hammerstein are out west preparing to film a movie version of Oklahoma, but we have reason, subtly, of course, to believe that they're listening to light tonight. At least we hope so, don't we, Ken?
Right, Skitch. And we begin our tribute to Rodgers and Hammerstein, where they began their collaborating 11 years ago with Oklahoma. Donald Graham and the chorus sing Oklahoma. Clark Dennis and Sarah Fleming sing People Will Say We're in Love. And finally, Skitch Henderson and the orchestra play The Surrey with the Fringe on Top.
Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain, and the waving wheat can sure smell sweet when the wind comes right behind the rain. Oklahoma, every night, my honey lamb and I sit alone and talk and watch a hawk making lazy circles in the sky. We know we belong to the land, and the land we belong to is grand. And when we say, yo, I-E-P-O-I-A, we're only saying you're doing fine, Oklahoma, Oklahoma, okay.
Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain, and the waving wheat can sure smell sweet when the wind comes right behind the rain. Oklahoma, every night my honey lamb and I sit alone and talk and watch a hawk making lazy circles in the sky.
We know we belong to the land, and the land we belong to is grand. And when we say, I-E-P-O-I-A, we're only saying you're doing fine, Oklahoma, Oklahoma, okay.
Thank you.
Don't keep your hand in mine. Your hand feels so grand in mine. People will say we're in love.
Dance all night with me till the stars fade from above.
Sweetheart, it's all right with me.
Opened in 1943, the world has applauded Rodgers and Hammerstein as it has applauded no one else since Gilbert and Sullivan. Their success, artistic and financial, is one of the phenomena of our time. And they may be the only fabulously successful men in the history of the theater who have made no enemies. Everyone on this birthday of Dick Rodgers wishes continued success and long working lives to Rodgers and Hammerstein. That's because everyone who's ever heard, "Oh, what a beautiful morning," or "June is busting out all over," or "I'm in love with a wonderful guy," wants to hear more and more songs by the men who could write those. The motion picture producers were quick to recognize the greatness of Rodgers and Hammerstein, and so while Oklahoma was still selling out each night, Rodgers and Hammerstein found themselves writing the music for the moving picture State Fair. From that picture, we offer two selections. Sylvia Michael sings "It Might As Well Be Spring," and the Texter singers join the orchestra in "It's a Grand Night for Singing."
I'm as restless as a willow in a windstorm. I'm as jumpy as a puppet on a string. I'd say that I had spring fever, but I know it isn't spring. I'm starry-eyed and vaguely discontented, like a nightingale without a song to sing. Oh, why should I have spring fever when I know keep wishing I were somewhere else, walking down a strange new street, hearing words that I have never heard from a boy I've yet to meet. I'm as busy as a spider spinning daydreams. I'm as giddy as a baby
on a swing. I haven't seen a crocus or a rosebud or a robin on the wing, but I feel so gay in a melancholy way that it might as well be
than the birds.
Maybe it's more than the sight of the night in a light too lovely for words.
Maybe it's more than the earth,
shiny and silvery blue.
Maybe the reason I'm feeling this way has something to do with you.
It's a grand night for singing. The moon flying high,
and somewhere a bird who is bound he'll be heard is
blowing his heart at the sky. It's a grand night for singing. The stars are bright above.
The earth is aglow, and to add to the show,
I think I am falling in love. Falling, falling in love.
It's the fervent hope of many music lovers that the Rodgers and Hammerstein musical play Carousel, first performed in 1945, will almost always be playing somewhere. Right now, it's being revived here in New York City with tremendous success by the New York Opera Company. And three good reasons for this are: A, You'll Never Walk Alone, which Donald Graham will sing for us; B, the waltz from Carousel, which Skitch Henderson and the orchestra will play; and C, the lovely ballad If I Loved You, in which Sarah Fleming will be joined by both chorus and orchestra.
When you walk through a storm, keep your chin up high, and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of the storm is a golden sky and the sweet silver song of a lark. Walk on through the wind, walk on through the rain, though your dreams be walk on, walk on, with hope in your heart, and you'll never walk on.
Rodgers and Hammerstein collaboration went on from Carousel to Allegro. This stylized musical, which was possibly ahead of its time, did not, as a theater piece, touch the heartstrings of audiences as much as Oklahoma and Carousel. But the music was, after all, still Rodgers and Hammerstein music. And all of us, ever since Allegro opened back in 1947, have hummed or sung the melody that Clark Dennis sings now, "A Fella Needs a Girl."
A fellow needs a girl to sit by his side at the end of a weary day, to sit by his side and listen to him talk and agree with the things he'll say. A fellow needs a girl to hold in his arms when the rest of the world goes wrong, to hold in his arms and know that she believes that her fellow is wise and strong. When things go right and his job's well done, he wants to share the prize he's won. If no one shares and no one cares, where's the fun of a job well done or a prize you've won? A fellow needs a home, his own kind of home. But to make this dream come true, a fellow needs a girl, his own kind of girl, my kind of girl.
Rodgers and Hammerstein have not confined themselves to writing musicals. They have also, and with notable success, produced straight plays. One of these, starring Helen Hayes, was Anita Loos' popular Happy Birthday. And when in rehearsal, it was felt that at a certain point in this play, a song was called for, the producers did what even the great Belasco would not have been able to do. They sat down and wrote one. Here it is, with the Texter singers joining Skitch Henderson and the orchestra, "Haven't Got a Worry in the World."
Dancing with my honey, my honey's close to me, and I haven't got a worry in the world. I'm happy as a bluebird, just how happy can you be? I haven't got a worry in the world. I'm floating and flying above the cares of day. My honey's arms are sighing, enjoy it while you may. I'm dreamy as a lover, how dreamy can you be? My heart is in a flurry, pulses in a hurry, but not a worry in the world. Got a worry in the world. No, I haven't got a worry. No, I haven't got a worry in the world. I'm floating and flying above the cares of day.
My honey's arms are dying.
Enjoy us. As a lover, how dreamy can
horse is in a hurry, but I haven't got a worry.
You are listening to Best of All, tonight featuring the music of Rodgers and Hammerstein, with Sarah Fleming, soprano, Clark Dennis, tenor, Donald Graham, baritone, the Texter singers, and Skitch Henderson and the orchestra. Part two will follow after a short message and a brief pause for station identification.
Speed can be your worst enemy, and speed doesn't mean just traveling faster than the posted limits. It means traveling too fast for conditions. There are five basic conditions to watch for. One, road conditions. What may be a safe speed on one road is suicide on another. Two, weather conditions. Rain, fog, mist, or what have you. Three, the condition of your vehicle. Imperfect brakes or other mechanical factors. Four, time of day. Speed is especially dangerous at dusk and nighttime. And five, your own condition. If you have a headache or are nervous, upset, worried, don't drive. None of these five conditions exist just by themselves. You'll usually find them in various combinations, all operating at the same time. Adjust your speed to them. Speed kills. Take it easy. Stay tuned for more music on Best of All on the NBC Radio Network.
This is Kenneth Banghart presenting part two of Best of All. Tonight, bringing you the music of Rodgers and Hammerstein and featuring Skitch Henderson and the orchestra with Sarah Fleming, Clark Dennis, Donald Graham, and the Texter Singers. To open the second half of our tribute to Rodgers and Hammerstein on the occasion of Dick Rogers' birthday, we cast our memories back to an evening in 1949 when the bewitching Mary Martin of the musical comedy stage and the incomparable Ezio Pinza of the Metropolitan Opera Company met together on a stage and sang to each other. What happened after that is history. History which repeats itself each time the music from South Pacific is played. Donald Graham sings Some Enchanted Evening. The orchestra plays Cockeyed Optimist, and Clark Dennis sings Younger Than Springtime.
Some enchanted evening, you may see a stranger. See a stranger across a crowded room, and somehow you know even then, that somewhere you'll see her again and again. Some enchanted evening,
someone may be laughing. You may hear her laughing across a crowded room, and night after night, as strange as it seems, the sound of her laughter will sing in your dreams. Who can explain it? Who can tell you why? Fools give you reasons, wise men never try. Some enchanted evening, when you find your true love, call you across a crowded room, then fly to her side and make her your own. All through your life you may dream all alone. Once you have found her, never let her go. Once you have found her, never let her go.
Touch your hand and my arms grow strong, like a pair of birds that burst with song. My eyes look down at your lovely face, and I hold the world in my embrace. Younger than springtime are you, softer than starlight are you, warmer than winds of June are the gentle lips you gave me. Gayer than laughter are you, sweeter than music are you, angel and lover, heaven and earth are you to me. And when your youth and joy invade, invade my arms and fill my heart as now they do. Then, younger than springtime, am I? Gayer than laughter, am I? Angel and lover, heaven and earth, am I with you?
Oklahoma, State Fair, Carousel, Allegro, South Pacific. You'd have thought the success of these great shows could not be repeated. But in 1951, Rodgers and Hammerstein's new musical opened. Gertrude Lawrence was its star. And before it could run its course, if it ever does, Gertrude Lawrence had passed away. But Rodgers and Hammerstein had provided the great Gertrude, the only Gertrude, with a fitting vehicle to crown her golden career. The musical, of course, was The King and I. And from it, Sarah Fleming now sings We Kiss in a Shadow. Skitch Henderson in the orchestra play, as recorded by Skitch, by the way, The March of the Siamese Children. And Keith Texter sings Hello, Young Lovers.
Alone in a secret.
Now Keith Texter sings the lovely waltz, Hello, Young Lovers.
Hello, young lovers, whoever you are, I hope your troubles are few. All my good wishes go with you tonight. I've been in love like you. Be brave, young lovers, and follow your star. Be brave and faithful and true. Cling very close to each other tonight. I've been in love like you. I know how it feels to have wings on your heels and to fly down a street in a trance. You fly down a street on a chance that you'll meet, and you meet not really by chance. Don't cry, young lovers, whatever you do. Don't cry because I'm alone. All of my memories are happy tonight. I've had a love of my own. I've had a love of my own like yours. I've had a love of my own.
Throughout the years since 1943, Rodgers and Hammerstein have been in demand in many quarters, of course. In 1952, Richard Rodgers was engaged by NBC to write the musical background for a series of official Navy films of World War II to be shown on television. The series, Victory at Sea, won great acclaim and many honors. These films have now been integrated into a regular-length feature, and they'll be released to motion picture theaters within a few weeks under the title Victory at Sea. If you see this motion picture, you'll hear the selection which Skitch Henderson and the orchestra play now. Guadalcanal March. Rodgers and Hammerstein story goes on from one pinnacle to another. Between Oklahoma and Me and Juliet, which opened in 1953, last year, lay only one decade, and it's been a decade with more than its share of sorrows for all the people in the world. The sorrows of many of us have been lightened in that time by simple, happy songs and beautiful, heart-stirring scenes on the stage. Songs and scenes for which Rodgers and Hammerstein could take bows if only they would take bows. But they're the kind of men who stay in the wings. That doesn't stop us from applauding, and we hope they hear the applause. On Dick Rogers' birthday, we thank him and his collaborator, Oscar Hammerstein II, for tears and for laughter, for sentiment and melody, and a linked sweetness which we hope will be long drawn out. They are already, no doubt, planning another musical. We look forward to it. And meanwhile, here is our finale. From the most recent Rogers and Hammerstein musical, Me and Juliet, Sarah Fleming and Donald Graham will sing No Other Love. Maybe I shouldn't do this, but one of the fine Rodgers and Hammerstein songs that we don't hear too often is one that we did in the first part of the program tonight. And since many of our listeners joined us only for the second half, how about having the Texture Group repeat our optimistic first half finale? Haven't Got a Worry in the World.
I'm dancing with my honey. My honey's close to me. And I haven't got a worry in the world. I'm happy as a bluebird. Just how happy can you be? I haven't got a worry in the world. I'm floating and flying.
a lover. How dreamy can you be? My heart is in a flurry, pulse is in a hurry, but not a hurry in the world.
Above the cares of day,
my heart is on fire.
Enjoy us.
While you may,
I'm dreamy as a lover. How dreamy can you be?
My heart is in a flurry and my pulse is in a hurry, but I haven't got a worry.
Well, some mighty fine ad-libbing, Skitch and the Texter Group. You have been listening to Best of All, a new series of musical programs presenting tonight a special birthday salute to Richard Rodgers with our guests Sarah Fleming, Clark Dennis, Donald Graham, and the Texter Singers, and featuring Skitch Henderson and the orchestra. This is Kenneth Banghart inviting you to be with us again next week for Skitch Henderson and the Orchestra and the music of Cole Porter on Best of All. Continuity for Best of All was written by Robert Sinadella. This is an NBC production directed by George Voutsas.
This evening, Eileen Farrell joins the Telephone Hour on the...